Hey, budding international champs, from Delhi to Mumbai, London to New York, and everywhere else in between. Welcome to Study Abroad Diaries. Here, we embark on a journey to get into the minds of those who have been there, done that. Why? So that you can have the best shot at your dream college, your dream university, to get you on the right path. Study Abroad Diaries is basically like a cheat code in your study abroad journey. So, what are you waiting for? So hi Shrey, how are you feeling today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
You good? You look tired.
Yeah, it's been a long day. It's like almost 11:30 now. Morning as well.
Yeah, I know the time zone differences. So how's life going so far for you?
It's great. I'm enjoying my course. I'm enjoying Boulder. It's an amazing place.
It's
So,
amazing.
Yeah,
it's glad to see that you are enjoying your time at Boulder so far. So what inspired you to pursue creative technology and design at University of Colorado Boulder, and how has your experience been so far?
So University of Colorado Boulder has a very well reputed and a strong reputed arts and technology program, and it's one of the few courses in US that offers this program. And it's just like Boulder is a very vibrant and creative city. And at a place like this, when you're studying a program like creative technologies and design, it's actually fun, I would say. And the program I'm doing, I think the thing that inspired me was that I could mold my career the way I wanted to be and choose the courses that I am interested in and like have a wide range of career opportunities I could do. Like, if I'm in this program, I could do anything that's just related to graphic design, or I can just scale up to something like a web developer. And also, like, there are opportunities to create like installations for museum or galleries. I'm enjoying my courses so far, and it's been fun.
So it's been like a pretty diverse and eye-opening experience for you. So could you share your experience of your study abroad journey as of now? And what were some of the challenges and the rewards of studying abroad, and how did they impact your personal and professional growth?
It was exciting. And when I first came, it was like very exciting because, you know, everyone who comes first to US, like if they're coming for the first time in US and they're coming to study, especially, so they know it's a long-term thing. And initially there's this honeymoon phase, I would say, which is like, you know, everything is new, everything is so exciting, everything is so different from what we have come for. And that differentness is like, you know, you are excited to explore more and excited to see what else the country has to offer. The challenges are like, there's a cultural shock. People in US have a different lifestyles, they have different customs, social norms. There's a difference in like language, food, climate, transportation. And like the general way of living, I would say, is like very different. So it is a challenge, but it is also like a good challenge. You would enjoy doing it.
So do you think that the challenges that you faced helped you grow as a person and as well as a professional, and that was your reward?
You can say that.
In what aspects in your personal and professional career did those experiences help you grow, or any standout incidents or any standout incident which made you realize ki ha, this is, or a period of time which made you realize ki ha, yes, I am going through a change?
As I said, it was like very exciting at first. And when you like explore more, you meet new people. And meeting new people has been the best part of everything. Like, you're meeting new people from different countries, and it's very diverse, especially in the course like CTD. There are a lot of people who are not from India and like are from different places, and most of them are like Americans. And it is like fun to interact with them, and I enjoy it a lot.
So what advice would you give to someone who is considering studying abroad in the field of creative technology and design? And how can they prepare themselves mentally, financially, and academically for the experience?
So people get themselves, like students get themselves into engineering or computer science. Like most of the students do get themselves into that. And it's like people are attracted to it. Like, I want to do computer science, I want to learn coding, I want to make software. It's very exciting. But when people actually get into it, it's like either they don't end up liking code. So there are people who like enjoy it also, but there are some people who don't like coding. There are some people who like coding, but that's not all they want in their life. They want to do something more and like something more exciting. I belong to the latter. I like coding, but that's not all I want to do. I want to do more. So that is where like creative technology and design fits in. So for like, I would advise anyone who's not sure about what they want to do, and they want to like do something with like technology and also like design, and this is like a perfect bridge. And this program completely fits into that category. You can be a UI UX designer, you can be a web developer. There are like ocean of possibilities here. Mentally, I think it's a relief taking a program like this, because after even first semester, you realize that you don't want to do web UI UX. You want to do something in software development, say. Most of the computer science students who like end up taking computer science here, they can also explore creative technology and design and then end up doing software development, which is the same as that. And you can opt courses which would like help you pursue that. So I feel like mentally it's a relief. It's a program like this is fun. You like get to use new technology, you get to explore new things, you gain skills every day because there are so many resources. And so CTD belongs to a department called Atlas. And this department has a lot to offer. They have laser cutters, they have any software you require. They literally have everything that a student would need to pursue something in this field. And financially speaking, Boulder is quite expensive. The fees is heavy, the rent is too high, the standard of living is high. But if standard of living is high, you always end up getting a higher pay, which is also a good thing. But yeah, Boulder is very expensive.
So do you think on a financial front that as expensive as the city is, do you think the return of investment is worth it?
It's definitely worth it. Because even if I'm doing an on-campus job, usually other cities, they'll get a much lower pay compared to Boulder. Even in an on-campus job, you can earn enough to cover your expenses.
So in your opinion, are there any ways, tips, or tricks in where you can cut corners, where you can end up saving money or end up spending less as compared to others who aren't as financially responsible with their money as they can? Are there any tips or tricks through which one can be more financially responsible with their money, considering how
So,
expensive Boulder is?
yeah. So CU has like a lot of student funds. So if there's an emergency, if there is like any case where you like require money and you're like, so they have funds for that. They have scholarships and like other things. Like, I know people who are doing multiple jobs right now, on campus jobs, to like cover their expenses. There are people who have got scholarships. There are people who apply for funds and end up getting those funds. And CU Boulder is very generous in that matter. Like, I recently had an accident. I like injured my finger, like I had a little fracture. And they were quite generous to even give, like I had to apply for CU emergency funds, and they covered quite a lot.
It's so nice of them. And I hope you get well soon.
Yeah.
Is the finger okay right now? It's still healing.
I am in physical therapy right now.
And that thing t take it takes time.
Yeah, and the university is offering me the physical therapy. I don't need to go anywhere else.
That's quite nice of them. Like
Yeah.
it's good when universities support you in like in your thick and thin, both thick and thin. You said that studying creative technology was an eye-opening experience for you, and it keeps your option open. So how does studying creative technologies and design differ from studying other fields, and what unique skills do students need to succeed in this field, or any particular trait or any particular set of skills or mindset? कि हाँ कि इसी तरीके का स्टूडेंट है he's made for it. He's tailor made for this field, and he fits this field very well.
So, like, creative technology and design program emphasizes on like creative thinking, problem solving, and innovation. So they encourage us to think outside of the box. So if there is a simple solution, they would still like pressure us, or like I wouldn't say pressure, but like push us to do something which is like different, have a unique style, have a like make something which is like never been made before. And there are equipments and resources that help you do that. They offer like hands-on experience using variety of software, hardware, and other tools. Like help us develop practical skills and gain experience working with different mediums of technology. Coming into a field like this, there is no such prerequisite that a person would require. As long as he has like a little bit of coding knowledge and a little bit of design thinking, but these are the skills you'll also develop here. So even if you don't have those skills, you can still end up taking a course like this and enjoy it.
So basically, a can-do spirit and an open learning attitude is important in order to thrive and succeed.
Yeah.
So you said that they encourage you to think outside the box. So were there any specific instances when you were studying during your course at University of Colorado that made you push your limit, that made you go outside the box while you were working on any project?
In the first semester itself, we had a course named Design Methods. So this was a compulsory course for everyone. You still have an option to opt out of it, but people still end up taking it. So this course had like multiple problem statements. So every class, you have like a class once a week. And by the end of the class, you get an assignment. And that assignment is probably like some problem statement, or sometimes you have to come up with your own problem statement. But always they give you a prompt which is very open-ended. And if you do end up doing something very basic, it is going to be like, okay, cool, what's new? And
Not much. How's your day going?
Ah, classic. Was
I'm glad to hear it. Let me know if you need anything.
Okay, I'm just going to unplug that.
Nah, that was like quite the comedy gold moment here.
So where was I? I was talking about the design methods assignment.
The assignment.
So like the entire program is based on assignments. You don't have exams. It's completely based on like how well you do your assignments. Most of the times it's like if you have done something unique, you're sorted. And the entire cohort is doing something different. And when you are in a team and we are actually like doing the design thinking process, you do end up doing something which is unique. Something which doesn't exist.
Speaking of unique experiences, could you share some of your favorite experiences or memories from your time studying at the University of Colorado Boulder, and how has it contributed to your growth as an individual and as a creative professional? Like, what
So I was
aspect?
surprised actually that only in the first semester I have so many like experiences and memories. So I'll talk about the one where so a group of us were funded to go for a dope conference, which was held in LA, which was a good time. First of all, it was free, so we enjoyed that a lot. We didn't have to spend a penny. The best part was that we got to network with people. Network is like networking is very important if you're a master's student to end up getting a job or an internship. So we got a good opportunity to meet professionals from Adobe and from other companies which were there. And got to interact with them. And it is like very important to get an internship. So get referrals, meet professionals, meet people in the creative field, and like get to know more about what is going on behind the scenes. Like behind a big company, what is going on? What are they going to come up with? What are the new technologies they have been using and will be launching soon? All those things. So that was a very good moment, I would say. Like I got to experience that. I wanted to go for an Adobe events for like years. I didn't have the opportunity. Now I finally did. Another way CU helps is portfolio development and like communication methodologies. As a creative technology and design student, You need a portfolio. You need to show your work for someone to hire you. And they help us develop the entire portfolio and critique it so that it's like well developed. And if a professional is seeing it, he could, end up giving you a job or like an internship like even connect with you, which is like still a great thing.
So you just so it's basically like when a little boy gets to meet his hero, like it's like that sort of moment for you.
Exactly. So that's how I think I grew professionally, where I could communicate with the person I don't know and talk to him and ask that professional for a referral by the end of it. So yeah, that was a good moment.
So you mentioned just mentioned beforehand. Like in your course, like it's very open that you can switch from one field to another. But if one has to narrow it down to some particular subsets or sub skills, like some subsets in coding or some subsets in design, what skills did you need to develop in order to thrive in an increasingly interconnected world and prepare yourself for a globalized workforce? Just you mentioned networking.
Sorry. So I think there are like several skills that you'll have to acquire to communicate effectively in a diverse background. And because you're meeting people from like the entire globe, you need to have a language proficiency. You need to be like very fluent in English so that the other person understands what you're saying. Sometimes the accent gets in the way. So those are like little barriers, I would say. You need to have like problem-solving skills and a business acumen so that if a person is talking, you could understand what he's trying to say and even like give a good reply. And for the design field, it is very important for a design student to know the ways of critiquing someone. Because if you're critiquing someone's work, you also need to understand that that person has put a lot of hard work behind it. So that is a skill that I learned here.
What we mentioned in the financial side of things that the return of investment is important. So in your opinion, how can students make the most of their university experience, both academically and socially? And what are some tips for building a strong support network and making meaningful connections with peers and faculty members in this field? Like what are the networking tips? Like how do you network? How do you create a support system? How do you create an environment for yourself where you are in a good state, in a good spot कि हाँ आपको internships भी अच्छे से मिल जाए, आपको jobs भी अच्छे से मिल जाए, आपका एक अच्छा support system both in life as well as professionally आपके work environment में भी आपका एक अच्छा support system बने रहे, दोस्त भी है, आपके colleagues भी अच्छे हैं, तो उस चीज को आप कैसे manage करोगे?
So, first of all, I think you need to be active in the class because it's a very small class. There are not many people. The interaction can be more. And if you like build a good rapport with the professor, he'll know you in person. And the other ways are like joining clubs, organizations, student groups, and CU has like a lot of events. Every week there are multiple events which you can go for and interact with people. You can meet people with like similar interests and join group. So like if I'm interested in martial arts, there'll be a group for martial arts and I can join them and like interact with people who have like similar interests and passions. The other way to interact with like professionals would be attending industry conferences and like get to know about the trends of the trends of new technologies and gain insights into the in industry.
So, how does studying in the US differ from studying in other countries, and what unique opportunities and challenges does it offer? Like specifically in terms of the studying experience.
So, I'm so sorry. The opportunities are very unique here, and the way classes are conducted is very different. So sometimes there are like class groups where you have to have a discussion. Sometimes there's a debate, and you have to actively participate in that. You end up actively participating in that, and it's actually fun. It's a fun way to learn something. When the other person knows something, even if my peer knows something, for example, I don't know laser cutting, and there's a project that requires that. There'll be a person in my group who knows, and I'll end up learning that skill. I'll end up like getting that skill. And that is like a completely different way of learning. I think like in India, it was all theoretical. Here, it's more practical. Here, I'm actually doing stuff to learn something. I had done my computer engineering as my undergrad in India, and we just learned about what an Arduino is. We never used it. So we never knew how it works, like actually physically works. Here, they like ignore the entire theoretical part because they assume you knew it, because obviously, but then you end up using it. So when you use it, you actually get to know the functionality of it, how it works, what is the possibilities you can use it for, what you can do with it. There are so many things you can do with just a simple Arduino. And that is what I got to know after coming here, even though I'd learned what Arduino is in India.
It's good to get hands-on with the things that whatever you have that what you have learned. It's like good to get on the field and get your hands dirty. So I just wanted to ask you an off-the-bat question. Are you an introvert or an extrovert or an ambivert? What do you consider yourself?
I consider myself an introvert.
Ah, yes, so my leading up question was regarding that only. You said that you have to actively participate. How is it possible for an introvert who will actually move to another country in order to open up and participate? So how would you, what advice would you give to an introvert friend of yours?
Initially, it is difficult. It is like, okay, I'm scratching my head. How do everyone is talking? How do I like put myself in the conversation? How do I like get to meet people and like make friends, basically? But eventually it's like they're like groups. They make groups for like assignments or projects because that's like a good way to work with peers. And that's how you just start. Once you start, you get the hang of it. Once you get the hang of it just gets easier day by day. It's like you need to go out, talk to people to make it easier.
So the challenge for an introvert is that they can't are not able to go out and talk to people. So was it like I saw a meme earlier on the internet that it was like an introvert doesn't pick his friends, but an extrovert actually likes him, picks him, and adopts him into his group. So was it like that, or was it it was like you were.
I had to push myself. I had to push myself to interact with new people because if you don't, you feel like you're like just outside and everyone is having a discussion and you're like, okay, just standing there. That becomes odd. After a point, you feel like you have to push yourself a little bit. It is a little difficult, but it is something that you have to do.
Yeah, I'm glad that you managed to push yourself out of your comfort zone and actually managed to gel in with the cultural melting pot. And as you said, it's very difficult. So after your this whole thing ends, your master's end, what are your future career aspirations and how do you plan to leverage your education and experiences in this creative technology field and design field to achieve your goals?
So I had made my mind even before coming for creative technologies and design that I want to do human computer interaction. But after coming here and looking at the opportunities that Atlas has to offer, I think I became more specific. I could change, but I like made something very specific that I want to do user experience of smart devices, like which would include home automation or like self-driving cars, like personal assistants like Alexa, Google Home, and all these things. Sometimes talking to the academic advisor also helps. There's this course I'd taken in the first semester. It was called Professional Business Seminars, in which you got to talk to industry people. They used to have seminars like every week, and there's someone from the industry from a completely different field coming in every week and talking about their experiences when like as if I'm a UI UX designer, they're talking about like UI UX designing in a certain company. If it's sometimes it's a software developer who is talking about how his life is. So you get to know how you would structure yourself. If you are a UI UX designer, how would your life be? If you are a web developer, how is your life going to be like? That is how you get to know like what do I want? That is how I found out what do I want. And so then the academic advisor also helps you make choice of courses. Like if this is a course I take, this will help me to do this. This will help me gain that skill. So My academic advisor advised me to take some hardware related skills because I didn't have any hardware prerequisite coming from computer engineering background. So this semester I've opted for multiple hardware courses. Next semester they've advised me to take something in like user experience for research and like field work, design studio, and like all these things.
Was there any moment in this process when you got stuck, when you faced any hardship, when you were like, I'm not able to figure it out? And in general, how can students stay motivated and inspired? And what are some of the habits and routines that have helped you succeed creatively and academically?
So as a CTD student, I'm involved in multiple projects. So I prefer having a to-do list. I have it right here. And I just keep updating it, like setting clear and specific goals. And like that helps me stay focused because canceling a thing out of that list is very satisfying. Moreover, I like try to read at least one design article every day so that I get inspired. It is like if there's a new idea, I get inspired from it so that I can do something different. But like, there's always a good thing getting inspired by something. There's one more thing that helps in like having a good routine or like habit is like collaborating with peers, like collaborating with people to not do a project also, but just to discuss ideas. Because if you discuss ideas, they'll give you a valuable feedback, which can help your project be better.
So any tips to design a to-do list from your end?
So I've just taken a whiteboard and I've listed down all the things that I'm supposed to do for the week or like even the later week if I know what I'm supposed to do after that. So that it's always in front of my eyes that what are the things that I'm supposed to complete. And I cross off the things which are like more difficult first so that there's less load later.
Yeah, makes sense. Mental clarity is important. Thanks a lot, Shreyas Lanki. Thanks a lot for coming here. It was my pleasure to get to know you, to get into your mind. Like you actually know, you're actually have got a very clear cut thought process. So that's a good thing going forward. Thank you, Shreyas.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Phew. That was a lot to unpack. Thanks a lot for tuning in. I hope it helped to take your one small step towards greatness. This amazing treasure of knowledge and wisdom was brought to you all courtesy of Career Whip. Career Whip is an overseas education consultancy which strives to unlock